This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Rosemary Martirana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and joining me today is Allison Toll. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Allison is our Deputy Bureau Chief of Preparedness. However, prior to that, she was one of our senior intelligence analysts and covered the sovereign citizen portfolio for the office. So, Allison, thanks again for joining me. I'd like to discuss a little bit about what we've seen with sovereign citizen extremists over the last year and what we've noted in our threat assessment. So, we discussed sovereign citizen extremists and how they pose a moderate threat to New Jersey. Why were they ranked this way?
So just as a little bit of background for those who do not know about sovereign citizen extremists, they view federal, state, and local government as illegitimate and totally lacking the authority to issue or enforce laws as a result of that. So they assert things like they are not subject to questioning or arrest by law enforcement, they don't have to pay their taxes or fines, comply with summonses, or even possess official licenses. So to answer your question, sovereign citizen extremists are one of three domestic terrorist groups, including militia extremists and white supremacists, that pose moderate threats to New Jersey, according to our methodology, which assesses the presence, capability, and intent of these groups in New Jersey. Sovereign citizen extremists specifically in our state mostly are engaging in nonviolent activities such as self-identifying in court paperwork and traffic stop encounters and filing liens against law enforcement and public officials here.
So why do sovereign citizens file these liens against law enforcement and public officials?
So really, they do this as an intimidation tactic. And we've been seeing sovereign citizen extremists here in New Jersey and across the country use this as a form of paper terrorism, so to speak. There are several reasons sovereign citizens might do this. They might file a lien, they might threaten to file a lien, or they might actually file a fraudulent lien against a public official's property. Some do this to seek relief from criminal charges. Others simply use this as a method to demand money. And others use it as a tactic to protest government action. We've actually seen sovereign citizens flooding courts, government offices, and law enforcement agencies in New Jersey and around the country with these kinds of bulk fraudulent legal documents, filing targeted liens to harass public officials and submit fictitious paperwork to get unlawful judgments approved.
Have sovereign citizen extremists resorted to any sort of violence in New Jersey or nationally for that matter?
So sovereign citizens here in New Jersey, we're really only, like I said before, seeing them engage in mostly nonviolent activities. So they'll self-identify in court or when encountered at a traffic stop, they'll say to law enforcement that they have no authority over them because of their sovereign identity. As we mentioned, we might see them file liens against law enforcement and public officials. Historically, though, across the country, violent acts perpetrated by sovereign citizen extremists have focused on law enforcement during routine police activities, specifically during traffic stops. The reason for this is really because sovereigns don't believe in the legitimacy of police officers to arrest or interrogate them.
Is there a way law enforcement, court, or government officials can prevent sovereign citizens from filing these false liens on their property?
Yes. So first and foremost, any public employee or private citizen receiving what they believe to be a fraudulent lien should immediately report the incident to local law enforcement and NJOHSP's counterterrorism watch at tips@njohsp.gov. What this will do is it ensures a standardized reporting mechanism. So sovereign citizen extremists will be less successful in manipulating and circumventing the law when more agencies and more individuals are continuously reporting this. Law enforcement can also use investigative techniques to identify sovereign citizen extremists in New Jersey using out-of-state third parties to facilitate these liens. This is actually a tactic that we've been seeing sovereign citizens use more and more, even here in New Jersey. For example, if the fraudulent filing is conducted online, an email and IP address can be identified, and the appropriate service providers can be subpoenaed. On the other hand, if paperwork is sent via mail, multiple state fusion centers and law enforcement agencies can better coordinate efforts to identify and prosecute these third-party vendors. So law enforcement, court, and government officials are really the ones who are best situated to prevent sovereign citizen extremists from filing false liens, as they can adopt strategies that mitigate criminal activity by normalizing this reporting, interviewing victims, bolstering their investigations, and ultimately protecting private citizens.
Excellent. So in May 2015, a New Jersey statute was passed which enacted stricter requirements and increased penalties for filing false liens and statements. We talk a little bit about how sovereign citizen extremists are flouting this law within our threat assessment. How are they going about doing this?
So as you had mentioned, in May, when this legislation was enacted in New Jersey, the intent was that penalties would be enhanced on sovereign citizen extremists filing fraudulent financial documents or liens as a retaliatory tactic against public officials. After this law was passed, we found that despite these enhanced criminal penalties, sovereign citizen extremists were still unlikely to stop because they're adopting new methods to circumvent laws. They're also not being penalized, as there's a lack of standardized reporting when they file these liens. And we actually have evidence that they are using prisons as teaching outlets. So over the past year, we've actually gone ahead and surveyed fusion centers in 24 states with either enacted or pending laws imposing penalties on fraudulent lien filers. And we actually found out that either the laws were not expansive enough to cover the victims, or sovereign citizen extremists created new ways to get cases dismissed. For example, we've seen sovereign citizen extremists using out-of-state companies to file fraudulent liens, which makes them unlikely to be prosecuted, as their cases could likely be dismissed on jurisdictional challenges. So for more information on how sovereign citizens are in fact circumventing these laws, we actually published a law enforcement sensitive assessment back in October that takes a deeper look into the filing of fraudulent liens. Please feel free to reach out to the NJOHSP Analysis Bureau at analysis@njohsp.gov.
Great, and thanks, Allison, for joining me here today.
Thanks, Rosemary.
For more information about sovereign citizens, please visit our website at njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.